Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Bud Pod 226.
226, doing tricks.
Doing tricks. Could you ever do any tricks? Skateboard, card, or otherwise?
I can make my left thumb go like this. Doink, 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 doink.
Oh, yeah, thumb, that's kind joint, of freaky.
Thumb joint going inside. I cracked my thumb once when I was a kid, and ever since I've been able to do that.
Permacracked.
Permacracked. I can't do it with my right thumb. Doink, doink, doink. I can do it both my eyebrows, up
yeah,
and down
I
like
can
a rock.
Do that. We can Jack Black it.
Ah.
Can you do your ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do my ears, and I can do my best one is my belly roll.
I can kind of do that a little bit.
Yeah, so I can make my belly do like a sort of wave.
I find a lot of comedians can do fucked up stuff like that. Did that start us down this trajectory of like cool, funny things for kids to do to each
maybe.
Other?
Maybe. I did the belly thing all the time. I thought it was great.
Belly fill.
And all it is was like, I just saw some like old black and white footage of some carnival performer person
yeah.
doing it. I was like, oh, if I could do that. And I just looked down and instantly did it. It's the first time I've ever like just seen something going, can I do it? Yep, I can.
Yeah. Card tricks?
I think I learned one card trick when I was like 10. It was not a very impressive one.
A friend of mine, we all did a French exchange. Weirdly, I still follow my French exchange on Instagram.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I haven't actually spoken to him in person since we were, 11. But he got married the other day and I said, congratulations, Quite surreal. Anyway, he was good. I really liked my French exchange, but my friend John hated it. And he hadn't brought any books or anything.
As in your friend John hated his French exchange.
Yeah, he didn't like the guy or his family.
Yeah.
He said the guy was like one of those kids that just wears their like karate gi all the time.
Oh, nice, yeah.
He's just always dressed for martial arts because he loves martial arts so much. And my friend was like, this kid's fucking cracked.
How old? Because there's a point I think that's normal for like a kid to always be in his Spider-Man costume.
This is 11 to 12.
Yeah, it's getting a bit old.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit old.
And one night they sat down and only ate peas.
Oh, no.
Had a big bowl of peas. And then I have to emphasize, if
petit
you're imagining...
Pois.
Petit pois. C'est tout. Juste le pois. I have to emphasize that these families were not like poverty-stricken pea farmers.
No.
They could have had things that weren't peas.
To be honest, most of the French exchange stories I've ever heard... And it is quite a uniquely British thing. I don't know anywhere else that has this such a standard thing is that you exchange families with the neighboring country for a bit. But 60% of people say they were crazy.
Yeah.
The family I went to were nuts. They put me in a cage and and just fed me like dried nuts.
I think John was just on like a camp bed. And they only ate peas, and the kid kept doing martial arts. And
they're always weird.
The parents would argue all the time. Anyway, he was in hell, basically, right? He was in this fucking weird drama.
In France.
Yeah, in France. In Lyon.
Lyon.
City of Bridges. And I lent John a card trick book, like a mini novelty card trick book.
That was just full of card tricks to learn.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm so bored. I sit on a camp bed while they eat peas and argue, and I have nothing
Jesus.
To do. And I said, this is all I have for you. And so he learned loads of cards.
What, as in you staying? How were
no,
you
no,
able
no.
to?
We would meet up in the day to go on school trips.
We oh, were so all everyone there at stayed the same in Lyon. Time. Everyone stayed in Lyon with different families.
We were swapping with a specific school.
I see. See, it wasn't just at random. I don't know how the French exchanges work.
Well, sometimes it does seem to be at random. I once spoke to someone who got sent on a French exchange with just a family.
And that was it.
Almost out of the phone book.
Blimey.
Crazy.
Well, there wasn't even a kid to exchange with.
There was a kid, but like it wasn't. There was no reason for it to be that kid.
Aye, aye, aye.
Really weird. No, ours was with a school. But so he sat like a prisoner who's only... who's like a memoir, I learned the card tricks. I was free in my mind. It's So he just got really good at card tricks, like he was in sort of French exchange jail.
Wow.
He's eating peas and doing card tricks.
And was he able to impress the local French ingenues?
I don't know, really. I think that they found us odd. And it started my long experience of, it continues to this day, of French kids always just being dressed like it's the mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
Tight jeans, windbreakers. Weird.
It's like either that or...
rustly purple and pastel-coloured windbreakers.
Yeah, it's either they're the Beastie Boys or they're, you know, a high-class waiter with little... With like a turtleneck jumper or something.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's either that or...
the kids in the school groups, you see...
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, they all just like Saved by the Bell. That's right. And they're lucky it's come around to be cool again to dress like the 90s. Because they've been doing it since the 90s. But yeah, you walk around London, you see these French school groups and they're all dressed like Saved by the Bell. And you go, where are you buying these?
On my trip over here today, there was a... and, you know, I've in this is a question that I want to put to you.
Okay.
Which is, ladies do have a weakness for the French, like a French guy.
Yeah.
Is absolutely. There an equivalent weakness for French ladies for guys here? Because I didn't think there was, but there was a gang of gals. Beautiful gals. These gals are tremendous. Beautiful.
Beautiful gals. A lot of people are saying it.
Beautiful gals. A lot of people are saying, we love beautiful girls. We love them. We love the beautiful girls. And they were beautiful gals. But on top of that, they were all speaking French to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, there is something about this. There is something about this.
It's a sexy language.
I think so. I think it's because you have to make a kissy face so much. You're literally making a kissy face all the time. And so people think, oh, they want to kiss me.
Also, it's naturally quite a louche language.
That's
you can only speak it properly if they say you better not pronounce most of these letters.
Yeah.
Or you're going
to
ruin it.
You better know which letters to ignore here. Yeah, we've thrown in a bunch of consonants that have no fucking business.
No
being
sound.
There.
You thought you weren't pronouncing the end of the word through. Well, strap in. What if every word was the word through? So there's just lots of ending on. Open vowel sounds. And I think that's quite like, maybe.
Opening, right, because you finish more sentences with an open mouth.
Which is,
whereas when you finish a consonant, you're finishing on a closed mouth.
Finish.
Closed. Mum.
Not maman.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But these guys were at a station in Peckham.
Mm.
I was like, what are French gals doing in Peckham?
France, you know, I mean, the French, they love to move to London. They love it.
I think London has one of the biggest French populations outside of Paris or something.
If like the French population of London was just a town in France,
yeah,
it would be the sixth largest city.
Wow.
That's how many French live in London.
But it's not something you feel like you come across a lot. I don't feel like I'm always bumping into French people in London.
You gotta spend a lot more time in West London.
Right.
In the fancy bits. There are in the fancy bits.
It's mostly posh French.
Yeah. They tend to be wealthy. They seem to be. If you go to like the bits that have like the French schools. So we're talking Barnes.
Oh,
We're talking Chelsea, Kensington. You hear a lot of French spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a French gal on Made in Chelsea.
There you go. They finally realized how many... they've gone, okay, well, we can't put the Russians on.
Yeah.
We'll put the French lady on.
Yeah.
Made in Chelsea, where one of the characters' plot lines is that they're a terrified dissident. Well, they're trying to balance up how vocally anti-war to be versus what their relatives are up to. Yeah, Made in Chelsea would be a much
nice.
No, that's the well, I got that's football bants I'm quoting.
Oh, really? I've not heard of that before. Chelsea.
I'm afraid so.
Abramovich. He's not been allowed back in, has he? He
was, I don't think so.
He was what's it called?
Sanctioned.
Not sectioned.
Well, he was a naughty boy, and then they claimed that someone poisoned him when he was trying to negotiate between Turkey and Russia. I think.
Blimey.
Well, there were negotiations in Turkey between Russia and Ukraine. Anyway, there was talk of more poisoning.
It's very poisony being like a powerful Russian. It's like you're either...
It's very medieval.
You've either got a yacht or you're being poisoned. It feels like very much...
Those are your two choices.
Your two choices as a Russian. You've got a... Well, as like a powerful Russian. You've either got a yacht or you're living the best life in the world or you're poisoned.
Yeah, it seems like...
It's all or nothing.
Yeah, it's very... it's probably the most Game of Thrones things can get.
Mm.
Being a powerful Russian.
Mm.
But yeah, the French are everywhere, man. So were you asking, are English men as beguiled by...
French women as English women are beguiled by French men? I would say not as much, but maybe a bit.
I would agree not as much.
Yeah.
I would agree not as much.
I don't think men...
Who are English men?
Men don't really value mystery, I think, as much as women value...
Well, there's a crude... I mean, all evolutionary biology theory is crude and completely imposed and made up, but... I remember someone saying to me, oh, it's because women are the ones who have the kids and they want varied genes.
Oh, yes.
So women always like an outsider, an exotic foreigner, whatever.
Okay.
You said to go, maybe. But who is, but to that point, who is foreign and beguiling to men in England?
I would say...
Scandinavians?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that kind of comedy, ooh, Helga shit, and like the producers as well in America, Sexy Swede.
Yeah, I think it's very much like the blonde thing. But I think the sort of sexiness, you probably go to Italy, maybe Spain, South Latin America.
Yeah. But people are also...
And then, of course, there's East Asia, Japan.
We're back to our favorite guys. They've got long hair.
And that's submissive. That's the thing. Submissive.
It's more sinister.
It is more sinister. The Japan kind of guys are more sinister than the... Italy kind of guys, for sure.
There's an inverted sinisterness to when you get a certain type of lady who likes Italian men because of how incredibly forward they are.
Yeah.
And you sort of go, oh.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm.
But it doesn't feel ideal on a mass societal level.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, that's probably 60% of sinister is incredibly online guy who really...
Really wants
a Korean wife or a Japanese wife.
I've told you what Western white guys in Japan are called, right?
What is it?
LBH, loser back home.
No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Sting. Yeah. They just go, yeah, he's an LBH.
Oh fuck.
But it's totally true. All these guys go over. These dweebs go over. They teach a bit of English and they clean up. And everyone just goes, he's an LBH. Unless they're in Crapan.
This is the third week running, technically, we've mentioned Crapan. But we're recording these all in one day, listeners.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to be away. Fringe, holiday. You name it. Do you think there'll ever be a trend of Chinese men, especially with the low amount of women in the population of China compared to men, going like, in China, what you really want is a Portuguese wife? Like a kind of Occidental... fetishism.
It is weird, isn't it? I can't...
They're not submissive. They'll argue with you.
Well, this is the thing. Wealthy East Asian countries don't have a fetishization of Western women.
Yeah.
The poorer East Asian countries do.
Really?
So, like, in Malaysia, like, a white woman would be like, wow, look at her. She's a white... You know, when I first moved to the UK, I visited Malaysia with my high school girlfriend. She was a white lady, white girl with brown hair. And my friend, my Malaysian friend, is like, she looks like Britney Spears. I'm like, she's literally brunette. She's like, she couldn't look less like Britney Spears if she tried.
Like when you see those photos that go viral where a guy who looks like, maybe he's got kind of the same unusual nose as Tom Cruise. It's just having loads of people take pictures with him in China.
Yeah. There's that kind of thing. Yeah.
Wow.
But yes, yeah, so
Britney Spears is here with her brown hair and her English accent.
But I feel like in the less wealthy countries, it's partly the abundance of white Western beauty standards plus the wealth element. I think in China and Japan, you don't really have that wealth element.
They sort of go, well, whatever.
We're also culturally dominant. We're also strong economies.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, that's not really the same.
To what extent do you think it's also easier in Malaysia because of how multicultural, multiracial Malaysia is?
Easier. I mean, yeah, they're less...
In the sense of like, oh, having a wife who's not the same race as you is kind of cool or fine. Whereas in Japan, it's like a...
Yeah, it's tough.
Bit of an issue.
It is. And in China as well, a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. There's that. I guess also they you know, unlike China and Japan, they are British colonies like Malaysia.
That's true. There's some precedent there.
Yeah.
Of like...
They're European colonies, so the Dutch and Portuguese and everything. So yeah, there's a precedent there. Yeah. So I think there's some element of that. But I think most of that at this point is just, you know, every desirable woman they've been told is desirable in the media they've consumed has been Western, because the vast majority of the media they consume is Western.
Britney Spears.
Mm.
Mm. She's got a lot to answer for.
She has, poor thing. But she's also absolutely
bonkers.
Lost the plot.
How has that been going, her freedom?
I think we're at the point now where everyone's gone, maybe this was a mistake, actually.
She's been posting a lot of like videos of her dancing around naked, I think, and being quite weird.
I think she was already doing that.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Bobby Mayer, the comedian at last year's Edinburgh Fringe, had a very funny routine about how he was also, you know, he's bipolar and he also has mental health issues, and he's got a very funny bit where he asks people in the audience what their mental health issues are. Obviously, no one's willing to say.
Yeah.
But he is willing to talk about his, to his credit. And he just had a really funny bit about how you've all decided you want to free Britney, and you haven't got a fucking clue about what that might entail. And you all go, it's going to be great. And then I can't remember the whole bit, but the punchline is, well, we'll find out, won't we? So funny.
Yeah.
And to an extent, we have found out.
We have found out. We have found out.
Now, I think we got to make a bit of a dent in this correspondence, Phil. So let's make this one a more correspondence-heavy guy.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Speaking of... People who might not be sane enough to allow to live their own lives.
People who shouldn't be free.
Yeah.
Let's hear from our correspondents. It's just our...
How would you describe the fans of your podcast? They're sort of people who shouldn't be free.
Sort of people who shouldn't be free? You know how some people should be free? But these guys shouldn't be free. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're good. They're good. But they shouldn't be free. Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ring, letters, emails, phone calls,
correspondence.
This is a message from, I'm going to say Johnny, although Johnny has signed off with his full name. So is that okay? Is that permission? I'll just say Johnny.
Yes, say Johnny.
I'll just say Johnny. The subject line is Scattergun Male T-Shirt Tat.
Scattergun male T-shirt tat.
I think he's talking about that sort of don't mess with a guy who was born in October.
Oh yeah, these are mad. Yeah, people have sent me a few of these, and they get
they're psychotic.
They're psychotic. They often don't make grammatical sense a lot of the time.
Are you gonna give Johnny a rhyme?
Oh, Johnny, you're the Donny.
Nice. Dear Phil, the toilet bowl, and Pierre inside, if you dare. Nice. Excuse me, God. I've never cared for toilet humour.
Oh, dear. Neither have we.
But you two have me gradually hooked.
Gradually hooked?
Can one be
gradually hooked? It's how you hook a frog, I suppose.
Yeah.
Gradually, they don't gradually. Notice.
We've groomed Johnny into laughing at poo. To the point where I'm starting to suspect Phil's initial skepticism was an act and a trap laid for me.
It isn't an act, I'm afraid. I'm sort of an unwilling participant.
Yeah. He's a hostage.
I'm a hostage.
Yeah. Phil's not free either. Hashtag free Phil. I don't know if you've ever come across this weird kind of masculinity caricatured t-shirt tat. We have. We have, Johnny. Excuse me. It seems to be mostly US-based and kind of Trumpian, but with an occasional British sitcom old couple vibe thrown in.
Old couple or odd couple?
Old couple vibe.
What's an old couple?
Like old couple as in like, my wife gets on my nerves.
Like literally old couple, yeah.
Old couple. So he sent us a whole bunch. The first one, 5 things you should know about my wife, I think you've had before from a female perspective. 5 things you should know about my wife. Sorry, have we met?
Why should a stranger know anything about you?
Sorry, have we met?
Do you want me to fuck your wife?
Yeah, number one, she's up for anything. Okay, man. Anyway, who's on earth are you for? Who on earth are these four? Sorry. My question for you was inspired by seeing your show at the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle.
Oh, that was a great show.
May the 7th. That was good fun. Phil expertly kept the ball rolling after an interlude from someone in the audience. He was doing his best on politicians complaining about hearing foreign languages spoken on the bus. Someone shouted, "They's probably don't even take the bus."
Oh, yeah. Like Tom basically.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so I had a routine about anti-immigration politicians complaining about...
You don't even hear English spoken on the bus anymore.
Yeah. And then they go, "They don't even take the bus." I think they're supportive. They're trying to say politicians don't even take... They probably don't even take the bus.
Oh, right. Not foreigners.
Not foreigners. Politicians.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I think was kind of have a go base level aggression satire. You won't see that on the BBC.
Yeah, exactly. It was true. It was sort of like base level satire.
I've been to a few comedy shows recently, and this always seems to occur. I was at a Father Ted night.
What? Or like one of those weird dinner nights? Maybe they sort of.
Is it the guy from Father Ted doing a stand up tour, maybe?
Which guy from Father Ted? Oh,
Dougal.
Ardal O'Hanlon.
Or maybe.
I don't think so. I think I reckon he's one of these sort of weird, because they do it for Fawlty Towers. There's Fawlty Tower dining experience. Is there a Father Ted dining experience?
He says, I was at a Father Ted night and the guy was doing a bit about the availability of pornography through the decades and finding some on a train as a teenager. It sounds like Ardal
O'Hanlon. Yeah, it might be.
An audience member shouted, "Yeah, back when we had trains in this country."
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
That's too...
We have trains.
We have trains. That's not the issue. You've gone
too
far.
Shut up. This evening won't be about what you want it to be about. You can't get me on... You can't shout that and the comedian go, "Yeah, this guy makes a good point. I'll do a show about... Oh, there's no trains."
The problem is, when people make those interjections, it's because they're actually really into the night. They're coming with you. They're like, "Yes, he's right."
They're getting a bit conversational.
Yeah, they think it's going to be like a sort of joint question timey kind of like, "Aren't we right?" But it never really works out.
It's Jimmy Carr and TikTok.
Jimmy Carr and TikTok
have spread this idea that comedy nights are a sort of interactive roast festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very unhelpful.
Yeah. Oh, crowd work clips.
Where are you from?
The death of stand-up, man.
I know. But it's the only way to get through to these hogs.
But why would you want hogs?
Well, you got to get someone. You get the hogs, and then, like, let's say you get 10 people, and 8 of them are hogs, and 2 of them are solid gold legends.
Mm. Yeah.
You try and keep the legends. The hogs just leave. I guess. Yeah. Does it happen a lot to you two, and is it as unhelpful as it seems? Yes.
It is unhelpful. I wouldn't say it's like endemic, but I think I have a particularly nice crowd.
It's unusual for our tour shows.
Yeah.
But especially when I was newer at the Fringe, I would get it from Fringe audiences who'd been drinking all day.
Yeah.
Who just came to see something at random because my flyers hadn't realized, like, well, obviously you don't fly a group of people who look like that.
Yeah.
Who are visibly stumbling at 3 p.m. Don't fly them.
Yeah, it does happen, but Yeah, it's always the same kind of person.
Always the same kind of person.
Yeah.
It's never a vicar.
No.
Or a professor.
They probably have
a nice mum.
They probably have a Twitter account. They probably have 200 followers.
In their Twitter account, it says bit sweary. Bit sweary.
Yeah, they vote for either the SNP or the Green Party.
Yeah, or the Northern Independence Party.
One of these fucking parties, yeah. One of these, like, no-hopers. Well, I mean, SNP isn't a no-hoper. It might be in the future, in the near future. But I mean, like, Green Party, blah, 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 protest parties.
Yeah.
They vote for a protest party.
Crazy statistic from everyone's favorite, slightly tedious centrist podcast, The Rest is Politics.
Mm.
The SNP have been in charge of Scotland since before the iPhone.
Wow. That's crackers.
That's not a long time. We're reaching.
It's a long time not to get independence. I'll say that.
It's a long time to fuck up a lot of stuff.
It's a long time to fuck up the one thing you wanted to do.
We're getting to sort of Myanmar levels of control there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
No change. Anyway, yes, it does happen sometimes. And it is unhelpful.
I'm trying to come up with. a Myanmar-based pun name for Nicola Sturgeon, and the best I've got is Old Lang Soo Chee.
That actually sounds pretty Scottish.
Old Lang Soo Chee.
Old Lang Soo Chee. Old Lang Soo Chee is really funny. That's so good. I mean, it's unrepeatable. So many different rainbows have to cross paths to create this moment. Wow-wee. Although I guess, Johnny, in a sub-answer to your question, it's helpful only in the sense that it is an opportunity for comedians who are able to demonstrate their ability to hit a tennis ball back.
Sorry, say that again.
So when the heckle itself is not helpful.
No.
They're stupid and they're of no value.
Yeah.
But audiences are thrilled by watching us not shit our pants when someone shouts at us.
Absolutely.
Because everyone is already afraid of public speaking.
That's
and the
right.
idea of someone going, "No trains," and then us just going, "Ha ha," and making a joke and moving on.
It's like
magic
trick.
To
yeah.
It's, yeah.
But then what happens is the heckler then goes, "I was helping," because they think they helped because they got a big laugh at
them. Especially
if
they're drunk, yeah.
But that's like saying a fire helps firemen.
Yeah, or friend of the pod, comedian Garrett Millerick, used to say, it's like throwing bricks at a ballerina and watching them dodge them. Going, wow, you see how impressive that is? Go, yeah. They did have their own plans, though.
Yeah,
it's good. So he's, Johnny says, also realize people don't really email questions on here, so sorry. No, no, no.
Hey, love a question. Desperate for a question.
Great. Please redact the following praise. I will. Many thanks, Johnny. But here are the t-shirts. The toxic t-shirts. Male t-shirts.
Oh, great, yes.
Five things you should know about my wife. Okay. Now, Phil, the font, the color of the t-shirt you must know is army green.
Of course.
The font.
But like with any camo pattern or just
no,
a
plain
green.
Okay. The font is like that kind of military stamp.
Oh, mash. The like mash
with
font.
Like gaps between the bars and the letters.
Yep.
And like little stars and like slightly militaristic font vibes. Five things you should know about my wife. Big letters. Number one, she is my queen.
Fucking hell.
Chill out, mate.
It's also not in keeping with the rest of the vibe. Like,
why is this military?
You're like a military man, but... Well, I guess the British military did serve a queen for a long time.
Yeah, but this is American military style with stars. White star and a green background.
Weird.
And they've capitalized queen. I guess she is my queen. Also, this is a lot to be on the back of someone.
Yeah, they're
I'm
walking
just standing behind you in a queue,
away
buddy.
Away from them. Okay, I guess if behind a queue.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, I'm not going to talk to you.
No, but I'm not going to read.
Right, yeah. I'm going to read this and then look over at your wife and go, does this all match up? Does this match up? One, she is my queen. Two, she is a bit crazy and scares me sometimes.
Is that a good relationship?
Are you in trouble?
What kind of queen is she? I think it's Cersei.
Also, like, if this is on your back, it's like, oh, is this because she hasn't checked what's on your back? And this is your only way of asking me for help.
Number three, please call the police.
Number three, please help me. No one believes me that I'm in trouble. Number three, she can't control her mouth.
What?
My wife is rude.
can't control them. This doesn't seem in keeping with the whole she's my queen attitude.
Number one, she's my queen. Number two, she's mental and frightening. Number three, she's rude. I have to be honest, buddy, you're not selling me this queen. Number four, she has anger issues.
What?
There's nothing good on this list.
No.
It's all bad.
It's all bad.
Number five, mess with her and they'll never find your body.
Bloody hell.
Mess with her. Is she killing me or are you?
It's vague, isn't it? It doesn't sound like she needs your help.
No, it sounds like she'll might bully you. Maybe she'll bully you into doing the murder.
Hmm.
So, in other words, in summary, five things you should know about my wife. One, she's my queen. Two, she's insane and frightening. Three, she's rude. Four, she has anger issues. And five, she's a murderer.
Well, thanks for telling me, I guess.
Thanks for the warning, buddy.
You know what? At first, I was like, why is this guy telling me about his wife? But now I've read what you want to tell me. I'm grateful, actually, because I now know to steer clear.
You're not coming to dinner.
This lady is nothing but bad news.
No dinner party for you.
No.
So, here are some more t-shirts. One of these is, so this is another army green t-shirt, obviously. And on the front, it says, oh my God. It says, so I'm going to pronounce the massive letters in different fonts as best I can.
Yeah.
You know that little thing.
Mm.
Massive. You know that little thing.
Yeah.
Inside your head that keeps you from saying things you shouldn't.
I don't have it.
Yeah. I don't have one of those.
Fuck off.
By the way, I'm socially intolerable. Cool, man. Nice shirt.
I'm not a functioning member of society.
I haven't learned how to be a person. So fuck you. So that's on the front as well.
It's also like it's just telling me I failed. And I'll continue to fail at everything.
I'm rude and I think it's good. So, like, as if the guy's rude to you, and then you go, hey, what it? Oh, hang on. You know that little thing who went? Oh.
Oh, right.
There's a part of your brain missing.
Yeah, it's because, like you said on the t-shirt. Sorry, I forgot about the t-shirt.
He's literally said, there's a thing in my head that's missing. And you go, okay.
It's good.
Good, I guess. So, there's another one that's the back of a t-shirt. I'm pronouncing the capital, the really big letters.
Mm.
Walk away. Okay.
Mm.
Walk away, which is unfair on the back of a t-shirt because you're going the same way. Walk away. I am a grumpy old man. Okay.
Yeah.
I love dogs more than humans.
Oh, fuck off.
And then there's a picture of the Grim Reaper.
What?
Holding up a pair of dog tags. Like, so of a dead soldier.
So he's killed a couple of American soldiers, the Grim Reaper?
Or one American soldier, yeah.
Oh, a pair of dog tags, okay.
And he's holding up the dog tags like, watch out. I'm the Grim Reaper and I've killed a serving member of the military, I guess. Because I'm a grumpy old man because I like dogs. Well, the Grim Reaper. And then underneath the Grim Reaper picture, it continues, I have anger issues. And a serious dislike for stupid people.
Oh, great.
What I love about these t-shirts is that they can't emphasize enough how much they don't tolerate stupid people. And they are the t-shirts of the thickest people in the world.
Thickest cunts ever.
Do they mean by stupid people, people just saying things like, sir, you can't have a rifle in this children's restaurant?
I mean, is
yes, I can, you idiot.
It's a t-shirt manifestation of Dunning-Kruger effect, right?
Yeah, Dunning-Kruger t-shirts.
Dunning-Kruger t-shirts. People are so dumb they don't know they're dumb.
DKTs.
DKTs.com.
This guy's wearing a DKT.
Welcome to our new business, DKTs.com. Nothing but Dunning-Kruger t-shirts all the time.
All the time. Your favorites. Here is a great one. It begins, again, it's military font. And this is written in big, thick, white military font over an American flag that's sort of faded and tattered.
Ugh.
Hey, snowflake.
Great.
Flirty.
Hey, Snowflake.
In the real world, you don't get a participation trophy.
School is the real world.
Yeah. If you do get one at school, then you do get one in the real world.
Yeah. Unless you get one in a video game, you are getting it in the real world.
Unless I dreamt it. Not everybody is a winner. There are no, quote, safe spaces. Screaming doesn't make you right. Really, you seem like you're screaming at me through this t-shirt. No one owes you anything. Crying doesn't solve problems. Nothing
this
is.
Sounds like crying to me.
Sounds this a is, lot like whining about is, the way people act.
Whining is a crying.
Adjacent. I'm upset that 7-year-old got a medal because I'm tough. Are you? You seem quite upset by a 7-year-old's sports day. That child shouldn't be happy with doing okay at sport because I was upset as a boy. Sounds like a snowflake. Nothing is free in this world. People are going to say things that you don't like. You mean like, here's a participation trophy. And I mean, massive letters at the bottom. You are not special.
Wow.
Wow-wee.
You are not special. That's pretty bold because there's every chance that the person you walk in front of is special.
They just tap you on the shoulder and say, sorry, I'm a nuclear physicist.
Look, I'm not one of these people who says everyone's special. Some people are really not special. There are only a few special people, and the rest of us just buy stuff.
Yeah.
But there is a chance you're walking ahead of someone who is special.
What if David Bowie read that?
He'd be upset.
He'd say, actually, I think you'll find I am quite special. And then this person would beat him up.
And then we'd be robbed of sound and vision.
Yeah. I'll summarize these. Don't tread on me, snake, American flag and machine guns. Great. I am politically incorrect. I say Merry Christmas and God bless America. And salute our flag and thank our troops. If this offends you, I don't care. In God we trust.
Wow.
Okay, buddy. Were you in the military? No. Oh, I didn't think so. So often they weren't. If I said, I'll fix it, I will. There's no need to remind me every 6 months. It's quite a fun one.
Well, then you won't.
But it's, oh, lazy old dad.
Hmm.
Oh, wow, this is an anti-Biden one.
Oh, great.
Instead of build back better, how about put it back the way you found it? What, post-Trump?
Put it back the way you found it? Like a broken road?
Yeah. They just go, no, that's where we like that.
Put that pothole back.
But the crazy Americans, they love to leave things bad. They're like the NIMBYs in the UK. There are no trains, and that's how we like it.
Mm.
Can't have a new school. There's a tree there.
Mm.
Same thing, but with them, it's somehow to do with machine guns.
Oh, I've read this well. I've just started reading the excellent Tomiwa Owolade's book.
Yes. This is not America.
It's a very, very good book. And in it, I've just read the introduction so far, but he makes this very good point that America, you know, is presented as this very new country, but it has the oldest still in use constitution in the world.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And the average, since 1780, when this Constitution of America was first written, the average age of the constitution of every other country is 19 years.
Whoa.
And America is still holding on to its constitution from 1780.
That is crazy.
It's a very interesting contrast. It's a very interesting paradox that this new country has the oldest constitution.
Yeah. And its ideas underpinning it are so old, actually.
Mm. Fucking militias and shit.
You can't take all your advice from a guy who had wooden teeth.
I mean, the mad thing about American, they still make laws and they have to vindicate the laws by interpreting the Constitution in a particular way.
Yeah.
It's like Roe versus Wade was a law because they interpreted it as part of the bit of the Constitution that says you're allowed a private life.
Yeah.
And they go, well, that probably meant that you're allowed to have an abortion because that's to do with privacy.
These runes.
Like, write a new Constitution. Just come up with new laws.
And the Constitution's got loads of amendments.
Yeah, is there anything stopping them from making more amendments now? When was the last amendment?
Just the fact that no one ever has a fucking majority enough to do that.
Yeah.
Apart from, inevitably, the Republicans. The Democrats just can't do it, it seems like. Apologies for any robot noise you're hearing. There's a sort of thing in my wall that makes that sound.
Oh, I thought it was coming from the outside.
I mean, technically it is.
Robot walls!
We've got some grandma-themed tat from Annabelle.
Annabelle, what's that smell?
Dearest P and Pooh, please find attached incredible tat found in the Center Parks gift shop, a place of dreams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it's all grandma themed.
Center Parks, for any non-British listeners, how would you even describe Center Parks?
Family resort holidays based in...
It's like if
the woods.
Yeah, it's like a theme. They built a theme park in the woods and didn't finish it.
It's like going to a summer lake house, except there's about 100 lake houses, and they're all in a patch of woods that a kind of park has bought, and there's also an enclosed swimming pool.
Right, yes, yes.
So you are in a kind of woodland house cabin thing.
Yeah.
But you're one of many.
And it's sort of a nice-ish setting, but with the culture of an English high street on a Friday night.
Yeah, lots of booze, but also like cycling in the day and sort of activities, yeah, woodland activities. And your kind of cabin thing that you've rented is more like a kind of house. Like it has like central heating. It's not like a crude wooden cabin.
It is like many cornerstones of the British experience, impossible to explain.
Yeah, I mean, it's middle-class Butlins, but that just gets us down a different rabbit hole of like post-Second World War repurposed barracks being holiday camps.
Oy.
Yeah, I know. Well, they sell Grandma Tat there.
Okay,
see if you can whisper this. Grands are just antique blank blank.
Grands are just antique
fucking
supermodels.
Fucking sluts. No.
Antique gorgeous babes.
No, go Tweer.
Antique Tweer.
Yeah.
Grandmas are just antique baby girls.
Little girls, I'll give you that. You got it. Grandmas make the world a little blanker.
A little brighter, happier, and nicer.
I mean, you're
a little sweeter.
You're right. This is all the right territory.
Cuddlier?
Yeah, God, it's the last one. How the fuck did... Cuddlier? Wow. So you've got it. So I'll put it in with the one you've said.
Okay.
Grandmas make the world a little blanker, and cuddlier.
Yeah. Kissier? Is it going along those lines?
No. The other two are irrelevant to cuddlier.
Softer?
Yeah, first one. You're really in line with the grandma tap today.
Softer.
Yeah.
Sweeter.
Close.
Tastier.
No. More conceptually close, not sweeter.
Kinder.
Yeah.
Of course, kinder.
Softer, kinder, and cuddlier, disgusting.
Of course.
I can't quite make that one out. And then there's a little wooden plaque that says, "Did I just roll my eyes out loud?"
Oh, this fucking one. I've seen this one.
That would be, a horrible sound. Did I just roll my eyes out loud? Gross. And when did we start recording this? I find it hard to keep track now. Oh, yes. Okay, we've got time for this. We have got...
I need to do a hard waz.
Okay.
Can I do a waz?
5 minutes?
5 minutes?
Can you hold it for 5 minutes?
Okay, I can hold it for five minutes.
All right. Good news for Michelle.
Michelle, my girl.
Yeah. Dear Phil Tong.
Oh.
And Pierre Rendang.
Wow, she swapped the foods.
Switcheroo.
Never swap the foods.
Never cross the foods. Michelle from Brooklyn, New York here.
No way. Another New Yorker.
The subject line is, "A warning for podbuds. Fun beach pastime can be deadly."
Okay.
Weather.com used to be a pretty basic website where you could get the weather.
Mm.
Things like temperature, anticipated precipitation, relative humidity... It is now a content farm for horrifying clickbait.
As every website is now.
Yeah. Please see attached.
Weather.com. Not even weather.com is safe.
Even they've just gone, "This is the only way we're going to make any fucking money." So it says, "Danger lurking there. Stop digging holes in the sand."
Oh, man.
"Fun beach pastime can be deadly, as recent news shows."
Recent news. And what it's news?
A picture of a big hole on the beach with a beach spade and a sort of play button in the middle, a white play button, as though it's a video.
It's not a video. No. It's just a button. It's just a picture.
And the weather, as she's circled, is only in like the upper left corner of the whole screen. The other clickbait is a picture of some roses, and it says, "A Mother's Day no-no. Give mom sneeze-free flowers."
Sneeze? Come on.
And then some sort of advert for something called chronic cough. Proof, if proof be need be, that the people falling for these adverts are ill.
Ill, gullible.
What could be lurking there, she asks. Sandworm? Crate dragon? Well, thanks to weather.com, brought to you by the Weather Channel, a proud IBM business, you too can save yourself and your family the next time you're at the beach. But me, I'll never know. Because as this website clearly knows, I live in Brooklyn, where digging in sand is not a major recreational activity or leading cause of death. Mazel tov on the new king, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. He's doing well. He's doing well. Thank you.
He's okay. He's managed to get himself a big raise.
Has he?
40% raise.
The king?
Yeah.
Given himself more money?
Oh, yeah. More money. Well, the Times reported it specifically, quite suspiciously, as king to not get any more money. And I thought, you go on The Guardian, king to get loads more money. And you go, right, well, I know who I'll believe about this.
Interesting.
Anyway. Phil needs to Wes.
I'm to Wes. Wang Wes.
And we're off to the private VIP hole in the beach.
Oh, great.
Of the Patreon. So we will see you guys. Come see us live as ever.
Yes. See you on the bonus spot. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.